This is a tape on the remedy of halvings. Now let's see if we can get some certainty. Let's get some certainty, any kind of a certainty, on who owns you. Now, any kind of a certainty you can get on who owns your spirit. Now, let's get some certainty on who owns your body. Okay. Now, let's get some sort of a certainty on who owns your sexual ability. And now, let's discover who owns children. Now, who has or would own your children? Now, who owns any group that you're connected with? See if you can get the most certain thing you can get on that. And now, who owns mankind? All right. Who owns insects? Who owns all the snakes? Who owns the fish? Who owns birds? Who owns prehistoric animals? Who owns wild animals? Now, who owned any pets that you had? And who owned any food animals that you knew? Now, let's get some certainty on who owns all space. Now, who owns your space? Who owns all the energy there is? Who owns your energy? Now, who owns your creativeness? Who owns your destructiveness? Who are you surviving for? Now, let's get some certainty on who owns your time. Who owns your personal possessions? Who owns all the ghosts? Who owns spirits? Who owns the souls of men? And who owns God? Okay. Now, who did you know that you didn't like who owned everything? Somebody you didn't like who owned everything. All right. What didn't that person own? One item that that person didn't own. Okay. Let's get some more things that person didn't own. All right. Now let's get something. Let's get something now that you know for sure that you own. Some more things that you own. And some more things that you own. And some more things that you own. Okay. Now let's find the point where somebody's making all this space from. Now let's find the point, exactly the point, where somebody's making all this energy from. Let's contact the center of that point. Let's do it again. Let's do it again. All right. Now let's get several things which you know very well you couldn't possibly have. Some more things which you know you couldn't have. Okay. And now some things you don't have to have. Okay. Now let's put four things you know you could have around you. All the same thing or four different things. It's okay. Now let's pull them in on you. Now let's put four more up there and pull them in. Now let's continue to do that. Put up four items, pull them in on you. Do it again and again and again. Okay, now do what you please with that. Now let's get an idea of something you could have if you wanted to. something you could have. Now let's create it there in front of you. Now make it better or worse until it snaps in. Now put it there again and bring it in. Put it there again, bring it in. Okay. Now let's check over some things that you really have to have. Now let's check over some items that you're entirely dependent upon. And some more items that you're entirely dependent upon. Now let's check over some things you were entirely dependent upon 20 or 30 years ago. Now let's check over some people you were entirely dependent upon 20 or 30 years ago. Now let's check over some people you're entirely dependent upon now. All right, now let's find somebody you're not dependent upon at present. Okay, let's mark up 4 gold balls, if you can, around your head and pull them into the body. And do it again and again and again, many times. Now, if you're exteriorized, mark up 4 gold balls around you and pull them in. Now, mark up 8 as though they were the corners of a cube and pull those in time after time after time. Okay. Now let's mock yourself up as big as you have to be in the mesh universe. As big as you have to be noticed. Time after time after time. As big as you have to be noticed. Let's do that some more. Many more times. As big as you have to be noticed. All right. Now let's mock yourself up as small as you'd have to be safe. Time after time after time. As small as you'd have to be safe. And in the condition you'd have to be in to be safe. First, as small as you'd have to be safe. Time after time after time. Now mock yourself up as occluded as you'd really have to be safe. All right. Now mock yourself up as big as you'd have to overcome other people. Time after time after time. And as small as you'd have to be now to avoid other people. As small as you'd have to avoid other people. Now mock yourself up as small as other people would like to have you. And now as big as you would be to really frighten others. The way they wouldn't want you. Now mock yourself up poor, starving, broken, dead. In that order. Poor, starving, penniless, dead. Do it again. And again. Now mock yourself up as utterly perished because you have no money. And again. And again. And again. And again. Many times. Okay, let's take hold of the 2 back corners of the room and hold on and don't think. Okay, let go and find the floor beneath your feet. End of session.